Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, me and Bobby McGee.
Wrote a song on the wind to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew.
Few artists embodied the counterculture of the 1960s as fully or as fatally as Janis Joplin. The Texan singer described herself as a misfit. She outrageously lived and died the rock and roll life, blasting the Monterey Pop Festival with her volcanic eruption of a blues voice, dressing in tripped-out granny chic and commissioning the cult cartoonist Robert Crumb to create an album sleeve. Joplin died from a heroin overdose in October 1970. The following January, however, one of her last recorded songs, Me and Bobby McGee, became a number one single in the US. It would be her epitaph. Its vocal is shot through with what she called her hurts and confusions, yet also with her immense vitality and rowdy, romantic vigour.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me.
Joplin's version of the song might be the definitive one. It's easy to imagine her travelling every mile of the lover's journey from Kentucky to California. But Joplin didn't write Me and Bobby McGee, and hers was not even the earliest cover. Chris Christopherson, her old flame, was the author of the song, though he didn't write it for her either. His song proved an instant country classic when others covered it, although the writer's own rendition was more of a slow burn. Here's a clip.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me.
Christopherson was a former army captain and Rhodes Scholar, who would later become a successful actor and singer. But in the late 1960s, he was jobbing as a studio gopher in Nashville as he tried to make it as a songwriter. Me and Bobby McGee was his breakthrough, but it wasn't entirely his idea. The founder and boss of Monument Records, Fred Foster, challenged Christopherson to write a song with the title Me and Bobby McGee about a pair of drifters, with the twist being that Bobby was a girl. Bobby McGee was a secretary in Fred Foster's building. Christopherson misheard her name as McGee, but he took on the assignment. Christopherson had been hanging out with a fellow Texan musician, Mickey Newbury. It was the meter of Newbury's song, Why You Been Gone So Long, that guided Christopherson's melody. Christopherson's most quotable line, which goes, "Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose," was inspired, he later said, by a scene in the Fellini film La Strada, where Anthony Quinn leaves Giulietta Messina and comes to regret it. Me and Bobby McGee was picked up by the singer of the song King of the Road, Roger Miller. His original recording became a hit in 1969, with wonderfully boxy drumming and an almost mariachi flourish at the end.
Then somewhere near Selena's Lord, I let her slip away.
looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all of my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine.
Like Christofferson, Roger Miller was from Texas. Me and Bobby McGee had many of the characteristics of the musical style attributed to that state, called outlaw country. It was rootsy yet wordy, gritty and reflective, and unafraid to cross the borders into folk and blues. The song's subsequent recording history is a who's who of that renegade Texan genre. There are versions by Charlie McCoy, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings and Chet Atkins, as well as delightful performances by female stars such as Loretta Lynn and Dottie West. Here's Loretta Lynn.
From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done, every night he kept me from the cold. Then somewhere in Salinas, Lord, I let him slip away, searching for a home I hope to find.
The hippies' favourite jam band, the Grateful Dead, turned me and Bobby McGee into a platform for Jerry Garcia's rueful guitar soloing on the live album from 1971, known as Skull and Roses.
Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me, Bobby McGee.
Christofferson's own elegiac rendition of the song was released on his debut album of April 1970, but two other versions of that era were soon better known: Gordon Lightfoot's solemn acoustic take and the up-tempo country pop of Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Here's a clip from the latter.
Whoa, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left. Was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
More recently, Melissa Etheridge, Leanne Rimes and Pink are among those influenced by Joplin's con belto approach, without ever really coming close. In 2002, the actress and singer Jennifer Love Hewitt bizarrely did a version of the song with bongos. There have also been covers in Swedish, German and Italian, such as singer Gianna Nannini's Funky Little Noodle in
1979. Mi addormentai e accanto a una persona mi svegliai.
Christofferson first heard Joplin's account in the aftermath of her death. It broke him up. Yet interest in his work soared after her posthumous number one. Christofferson surely kept such success in perspective. Me and Bobby McGee is about loving and losing. In a concert I saw in 2010, he ad-libbed, "Feeling good was good enough for me and Janice." I reckon he meant it.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.